Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, helping businesses work smarter, not harder, to help deliver customer experiences across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Deep inside the pores of your face, living among the dirt and oil, are tiny animals. We're not making this up. Everyone has them. And now researchers at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco are learning that these creatures, called face mites, show us a new picture of human evolution. KQED's Danielle Venton went to one of the Academy's after-hours parties to learn more.
It's evening, and the after-hours party at the California Academy of Sciences is buzzing. From behind a table, biologist Michelle Trotwine is recruiting participants for her face mite study.
Do you want your face mite sample? Your face mites?
Almost nobody here tonight has any idea that tiny arachnids live in the pores of their face.
It's actually all over our bodies in different places. They're microscopic. They're about the length of the width of your hair, so they're very, you can't really see them with naked eye.
Trotwine, a curator at the museum, is creating a family tree of face mite evolution, which she's found is intimately linked to human evolution. So tonight, she wants samples from people of as many ethnic backgrounds as possible. Graduate student Misha Leong is helping get a sample from Rafael Vega, who's visiting from Mexico City. She puts mineral oil around the base of his nose.
And because it's right in these crevices where we found a lot of the face mites seem to congregate.
Then she hands Vega a thin metal tool to scrape his skin.
Because we're trying to get as much oil and dead skin cells as possible so that we can hopefully extract some, yeah, that looks a lot better, so we can extract some face mite DNA.
The gunk Vega is scraping off should contain face mite exoskeletons.
It's nice to know they're there. They're treating me well, as far as I know. I hope they're behaving all right.
Actually, they probably are. Occasionally, they're linked to skin ailments like rosacea, but these tiny, eight-legged creatures are generally harmless. And because you can't see face mites very well under a microscope, scientists used to think that only some people had them. But Trotwine's research has shown that all humans have face mites. There are at least two species, but they're not all the same.
They seem to reflect the divergence of human populations.
And Trotwine says their evolutionary tree mirrors our own.
So all humans originated in Africa. And because of that, Africa hosts most human genetic diversity. And it turns out they also host the most mite diversity.
And our mites travel with us through generations. One thing Trotwine is trying to figure out is why African Americans who've been gone from Africa for decades can still host African face mites.
So I want a much broader sample so I can really start to tease out what that's about. How much African ancestry do you have to be able to host an African mite?
While people of African or Asian descent can host European face mites, it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Trotwine doesn't know why. In fact, there's a lot we don't know about face mites, as San Francisco resident Andreas Urbatis discovers.
What do they eat? How do they survive?
The gunk in your skin. So I think they do a good service, right?
The gunk in your skin is the oil in the glands called sebum.
And although the truth is, I don't even know if we really are sure they eat sebum, but that's what's proposed.
What's crazy, Trotwine says, is that we actually have mites all over our body. But we don't know if the two species we've found in the pores of our face are the same species that live in other places on the body.
So we have mites that live in our ears, that live on our face, that live on our eyebrows versus our eyelashes versus our genitals versus our nipples. I mean, all over the place. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're different species.
That's another thing Trotwine wants to investigate. But in the past, she's had problems getting funding.
And some of the reviews I've gotten back from the National Science Foundation reviewers have been like, oh, people are going to be paranoid, you're going to make people neurotic.
But she says that hasn't been the case at all.
What I found is that people think they're gross, but they still love it, and they want to find out, and they want to get sampled.
Trotwine hopes to publish her newest research on the diversity of human face mites sometime next year. At the California Academy of Sciences, I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.